Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse with you, and joining me today, per usual, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good today, actually. I'm pretty excited. Got some pretty cool facts today. So,
and
yeah,
it's your birthday.
And it's the B-Day, baby. Yeah.
Yes, Noah Cassidy's birthday today. So we're going to have a great Did You Know Show for you today. And
good.
The Jets won last
and
night.
And the Jets won last night. Big happy birthdays
tough,
to me.
Tough loss of the quarterback, Rodgers.
Yeah.
You can't worry about that. We'll just take the win and move on.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking the win and moving on.
So, Did You Know Show today. What do you got for us?
So, I'm a big water fanatic. Some of y'all probably already know that. I've talked about it before. And I actually did know this, but maybe some of y'all don't. So, I'm going to go ahead and kind of go over it. So, did you know that there are vents all the way on the sea floor that are actually hot enough to melt lead?
Wow. No, I didn't know that. I mean, obviously, I know that the closer you get to the Earth's core, it gets a lot hotter.
Right. But in general, deeper into the water you go, the colder it is, right?
Right, because there's no sunlight.
No sunlight.
But then if you get so close down to the bottom.
So kind of, but no. So most of the ocean, no. If you go down to the bottom, it's super, super, super cold.
Gotcha.
So obviously, you can't always get down to the bottom because it's so much pressure, you'll just implode.
Yes.
But
yes.
In general, in areas and regions, if you go all the way down to the bottom, and these regions are where the tectonic plates like would meet on the Earth, in those areas, there are cracks that lead down to the center of the Earth or whatever. So that those spots are extremely hot. And what happens is water will go down into the cracks, and they get down into the magma, and then obviously the magma evaporates the water, and so then it gets really hot. And what happens? It goes up instead of continuing to go down. So this water goes down into the cracks, gets really, really hot, causes a whole bunch of pressure, and then out of these vents in the floor, it comes shooting up. It's 700 degrees, and it's hot enough to melt anything. You're down there, it just about burns just about anything, except for some very peculiar animals and sea life. So there are, most of them are microorganisms, but there's a whole ecosystem that these microorganisms only live in extremely hot conditions. So they stay right around these vents because it stays extremely hot, and they got
that's
their own
place.
Little,
that's
where they live. So there you go.
That's a good one today, Noah. Well, we're going to transition from deep down to the Earth's core to out here on the surface and talk about some colors of everyday objects and why we've decided to make them those colors.
Oh, so, okay, all right.
So we're going to start with school buses today. You know, school's been going on for a month or so now here. So why are school buses yellow and the particular yellow that they are?
Okay, so I don't have an answer to the particular yellow. But my guess is yellow stands out a bit more. So, I mean, you'll see it a little bit better, I guess. Grabs your attention. That's the only thing that I got.
No, that's right. So they're all the same deep yellow, and it's been that way for nearly a century. They decided to come up with that shade, which they consider glossy yellow. Out of 50 shades were hung up on the walls, ranging from lemon to deep orange. Glossy yellow was chosen because of its ability to stand out from the background. That particular yellow, glossy yellow, is wired to capture our brain's attention, as the shade stimulates two out of the three types of cones in the human eye. So it sends double transmissions to the brain compared to many colors because it stimulates two different cones in the eye.
Huh.
So they're hard to miss because of the particular color yellow that
they
are. So
that's the actual science behind it. It's not just because it's the yellow color.
Yes.
But it's stimulating two, which draws your attention even more.
Yep. So you should not be missing those school buses.
Yeah, if you rear in a school bus, you really weren't paying attention.
Yes. You've got two chances.
Two chances there.
So that's our Did You Know for today. Come on back tomorrow. We're going to be talking about more everyday objects, at least I am, and why they're that color. And I'm sure Noah will have another great fact for you.
For sure.
So we'll see you tomorrow for another episode, Did You Know Show.